Life Audio.
Well, hey there, friends. I'm Jody Nisnik, and welcome to our Lent series. Lent is a season set aside to help us prepare our hearts for Easter. And this series, we are focusing in on some of the life lessons the disciples learned as they followed Jesus. The good news is they didn't do it perfectly. In fact, much like us, they stumbled after Jesus. And Jesus never gave up on them, but he lovingly encouraged and exhorted them. There's a lot for us to learn from these encounters, and my prayer is that we will all discover ways that we can trust Jesus more in our lives. Well, we're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be back for our meditation.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Before we get started, there's two things I want to tell you. The first is that I've created a special Lent companion guide for this series. It has each of the scriptures that we're meditating on, the reflection questions that I'm leading you through, and some space for you to take notes. You can download it for free, and there's a link in the show notes. Second is, during this series, I'm going to be releasing a short Wednesday prayer podcast. It'll just be a few minutes to slow down, take a few deep breaths, and pray together around what Jesus is teaching us this week in the Lent series. I hope you'll find it helpful, and I'd really love your feedback on it if it is helpful. Well, let's go ahead and get started. And the first thing we want to do is start with some deep in and out breaths. And as you are breathing in, ask the Lord to help you be mindful of his presence with you. Ask him to help you be fully present right here and right now, and to let go of all the distractions that are around you. And as you exhale, just ask him to hold on to anything that is feeling heavy or burdensome to you right now. Keep taking those deep in and out breaths. And as you do, let me pray for us. Oh Lord, we thank you for your word. And we pray that you would lead and guide us right now in your word. Lord, we ask that your spirit would help us notice what it is you have for us. And that you would lead us to have the conversation with you that we need to have. Lord, we pray that this time would lead us closer to you. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, our passage comes from the Gospel of Mark. And as a little context to set this passage up, a teacher of the law overhears Jesus debating with some other teachers of the law. And he wants to ask Jesus a question about which command was most important. Now, this was a question that religious leaders in Jesus' day frequently debated because there were 613 individual commandments that made up the Mosaic Law. And while they believed that they were all binding and all important, they also assumed that some of them had to be more important than the other ones. And so they would debate this. And then they would also attempt to try and sum up the whole law in one single unifying command. So Jesus pulls his answer from Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting in verse 4, which is traditionally called the Shema. And it's a prayer that religious Jews, including Jesus, would have prayed multiple times throughout the day. And Jesus also, as you will hear, effectively sums up the entire law with one word, and that is love, because everything hinges on love. So the first time I read this passage for you, it's mostly so you can hear the words and know where it's going. This is our first reading of Mark 12, verses 28 through 31, and today we're reading from the New International Version. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Now, as I read this passage for you the second time, I'm going to pause in a few places to give us some space to reflect on some different aspects of it. And as you're listening, though, ask the Spirit to help you notice exactly what He has for you. And when something stands out to you, hold on to that in your mind, and we'll reflect on that and take it another step as we move further through the meditation. So this is our second reading of Mark 12, verses 28 through 31. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Let's pause here for a moment and just praise God that He is the triune God and He is the one true God. Now continuing, again, Jesus said, "The most important one is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength." We'll pause here and reflect on loving God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. What stands out to you? And ask God, how does this apply to my life right now? Let's continue. Jesus continues by adding this. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. So again, what comes to mind when you consider this phrase, love your neighbor as yourself? And ask the Lord how this connects to your life right now. Now, as I read the passage a third time in its entirety, we want to ask the Lord to help us know what next step He is inviting us to take. And because it is Lent and we are focusing on repentance and renewal, we want to specifically ask the Lord, how are you inviting me to love you differently and to love others differently? And after the reading, I'll give you some space to talk to God about whatever He brings to mind. So this now is our third reading of Mark 12, verses 28 through 31. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." So now take a few moments to respond to God, however He is inviting you to respond. And finally, as I read the passage for you one final time, I want to invite you to notice that Jesus does hinge everything on love. Following God starts with love, loving Him. And then it bleeds into loving others. But we don't do this in our own strength. 1 John 4:19 reminds us that we are able to love because God first loved us. So as you hear these words, receive them knowing that you are loved beyond measure by your good Father. This is our final reading of Mark 12, verses 28 through 31. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." O Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the truth that you showed us in your word. And we ask that whatever it is that you led us to, Lord, would you help us to be encouraged to do whatever you are inviting us to, whether that's shifting how we're loving you or shifting how we're loving someone else. Lord, would you encourage us and empower us to do the work of love that you are inviting us into? Lord, we thank you that we do not do this because of our own strength or our own will, but we do it because you loved us first, and your love empowers us. So, Lord, would you fill us with that love? May we know more of your love. And would that help us to love as you are inviting us to love? We thank you, Lord, for the ultimate act of love that you did for us. And that was Jesus and his death on the cross and his resurrection. And so we pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, friends, a couple of things before you leave. First, I would love for you to consider, who can you invite to join you in listening to this Lent series? Obviously, I always think scripture meditation is a good practice in our lives, but there is something special about preparing our hearts for Easter that makes this season particularly important. So I'd love for you to invite someone to join you. Second, if you haven't already, would you take a few minutes to leave a review? Reviews really matter in how podcast players suggest content. And I really would love to get God's word into more earbuds. So thanks for helping me with that. And finally, just a quick shout out to Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. You can go to lifeaudio.com and you will see all their other Christian content. As always, thank you for joining me on So Much More, because we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Hello, hello, Puneet Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.